This is St. Louis Public Radio. Pregnant women need to stay healthy to keep themselves and their babies safe. For those struggling with drug use, that can be extra difficult. Addiction treatment for pregnant women is rare. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, a local clinic wants to make sure moms with addiction get the help they need.
21-year-old B grew up in St. Louis. She started using opioids when she was 16. After moving around the country and trying to quit several times, she came back, hoping for a fresh start. But she had untreated mental health problems, and after a few months, she started using again. She had a chest cold one day and went to urgent care. A nurse called her over and said they needed to talk.
And I just didn't really know if it was true. It was really scary.
B was 14 weeks pregnant, and she was still using heroin and fentanyl.
I knew I wanted to be a mom, for sure, but I didn't know how I was going to be able to do that when I was in the middle of a really dark time for myself.
We're not using B's name to protect her privacy. She knew she needed help for her baby and to treat her addiction. With her mom, she found a clinic at Washington University, which treats pregnant women with substance use disorder.
So I think it was about maybe 15 minutes later, I got a call back from the doctor that I still see now.
It was Jeannie Kelly, the medical director of the CARE clinic. It opened last year to help patients like B who need addiction treatment along with pregnancy care.
So we wanted to create a one-stop shop for these patients.
Kelly says there's a shortage of addiction treatment for all people who need help, but that need is especially acute for moms. Some doctors drop their patients when they find out they're pregnant.
We've even seen patients who have had established relationships with doctors and providers who treat these disorders who then tell them when they're pregnant, we're no longer able to take care of you.
Every week, patients meet with specially trained neonatologists, counselors, and psychiatrists. They can get medicine like buprenorphine and methadone that helps manage addiction. Kelly says pregnancy allows doctors to help women who might not otherwise seek treatment.
And they're seeking medical attention, potentially for the first time in years. It represents this great opportunity to basically connect with these patients from the medical community.
She says patients with addiction are more likely to be dealing with other problems that keep them from going to the doctor and staying on track. That's where Brittany Vaughn comes in.
I am literally there for them all day. Like, some patients text me, some call me. I talk to each patient at least once a week.
Vaughn's official title is Nurse Navigator, but patients at the CARE clinic know her as a person who helps them get whatever they need. That could be helping them find housing, transportation, or getting insurance approval for their medicine. Sometimes she'll just listen.
They're used to being so judged that they think that everybody's judging them. So when they notice that myself and my coworkers, we don't, and we're really there to support them, that makes a world of difference. Like, you can tell when someone trusts you.
Vaughn was B's nurse. B was worried about what the neonatal intensive care unit was going to be like. About half of babies born to women at the clinic need to visit the NICU to get treated for withdrawal symptoms.
So that was, like, scary. Like, I've never, been in a NICU. I've never seen, little tiny babies in little boxes.
Vaughn arranged a tour of the NICU, so B wouldn't be so nervous. That kind of support is important after women give birth, too. That's when the risk of relapse is the highest, and why the clinic psychiatrist sees patients for months after they deliver. But pregnancy is also a powerful motivator. That was true for B.
Like, now I'm living to give her a life, that a different life than I had.
She gave birth to her baby a few weeks ago. She says they're both tired, but they're doing okay. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.